Feel good story. This right here. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. This lady claims to be having up to 180 orgasms. Not a day.
A year, right?
Not in a year.
Okay, a month, perhaps?
It's kind of a lot for a month, but...
Kara Anaya was shopping one afternoon when she found herself suddenly and inexplicably sexually aroused.
Oh, nice.
She was probably in the food court. I'm looking at her right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's another big girl story.
Within minutes, her legs buckled and she fell, experiencing a series of crippling, unstimulated orgasms.
Hell yeah. For no reason. Nothing. Just for no reason.
Yeah. Completely unprovoked.
No stimulation at all. Could you imagine?
I can imagine.
I cannot.
I don't want to.
I don't want that to happen to me.
Nope.
That would be bad.
Yep.
I'm just at Wawa, just hitting the monitor, picking up my breakfast burrito, and, you know... No.
Kara was diagnosed with persistent genital arousal disorder.
Persistent genital arousal disorder.
That's a thing, I guess.
That is, what is the acronym? It's PGAD.
PGAD.
PGAD. If you're a lady that experiences PGAD, if you're suffering from this disorder, or a guy, please give us a call. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. This poor lady is afflicted with PGAD. I feel really, really awful for this lady. Like, I want to make jokes about it, you know what I mean? It's just...
Just do it.
No, I feel really bad, man. 180 in
yeah,
2 hours?
That's kind of a lot.
2 hours?
That's not so much of a blessing, more like a curse.
It's gotta really be bad. You know what I mean? It's bad. Like you guys were saying, 2 and 3 in a day, right?
Yeah.
What's the most in a day that you've done?
That I've done?
Yeah.
To myself, I think 4.
In a day?
In a day.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
That's throughout the whole day, though.
I mean, you're working it pretty good there. Yeah. Ryan, how many today? I mean, in a day.
3 since we broke the mics at 10.
Oh, no.
No, but, I'd say 3 or 4.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
You?
It's pretty bad.
Like 50? Oh,
no.
God. No, that's a lot for a guy.
It was a long time ago when I was young. It was partly myself, partly with a partner, but I think it was...
Baker's dozen?
It was like 9 in a day.
Okay. Wow, that's a
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, I almost hurt myself.
Did you lose 15 pounds in the same day?
I almost ended up in a hospital. Like, I was injured. We'll just say it like that. Mm-hmm. It was not good. Here's some more audio from this lovely lady. Maybe.
Maybe?
Yeah. You know how this computer is. You know, sometimes
I do.
Like,
it's very fickle.
Nah, you know, it's like, I don't want to play. I don't want to play. Hey,
if you pull it up on your computer as a backup.
Guys, are you in the middle of a radio program by any chance? This thing has 16,195,000 views right now, which is kind of crazy. Hold on. I know how to test and see if it is if it's the website or not. Hold on. Let me try
you
this.
Can...
I hate this computer. I hate the computer so much.
It's definitely the computer right now.
Oh, man.
Yeah, hold on.
Live radio.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
This happens. You can pop me up.
Yeah, I guess if you want to. I guess it'd be fun. Are you there?
One afternoon.
There we go.
We're starting over.
Suddenly and inexplicably sexually aroused.
Inexplicably.
Within minutes, her legs buckled and she fell.
Fall down.
Experiencing a series of crippling, unstimulated orgasms.
Yeah.
Is it letting you skip forward?
Kara was diagnosed with persistent genital arousal.
We can skip forward here.
I'm tired.
She's tired.
I'm exhausted. But I know that...
Is this like the ultimate first world problem?
Like, it seems really? Like to be... At first I thought it was funny, but I think that this would be very annoying after a very short amount of time.
Embarrassing.
Can't get anything done. You can't get nothing done.
No, it's definitely not
You're
good.
You're not going to the bank.
It's like those people that belch all day long or fart all day long. You see those kind of disorders.
Yeah.
Do you believe it's a real disorder, though? Do you think it's made up?
A lot of things can go wrong with the human body, so I'm going to say sure. I think it's real.
What if you just think of gross stuff, though, like all day long?
You mean you think she's, like, nasty upstairs?
No, I'm saying, like with a guy, like, sometimes you want to last longer, so you just try to not think about anything sexy. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you just think, like, gross stuff.
Oh, during.
Yeah.
I thought you meant, like, before.
No.
I don't know. I feel like I don't want this woman to have sex. I feel like she would just explode.
Well, because she's fat?
No.
Oh.
But also because she's fat.
I'm just saying. That's rude. Yeah. I don't know. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. If you have this, there's got to be more people with this problem, right?
I'm sure there are.
And I mean, we are B-hole Nation. You know, we are the late night crew. We have all the freaks. It would seem like if somebody had that issue, they'd be listening right now. You know,
of course.
What I'm
saying? Please call in.
But you're right. It does seem like a first world problem. I don't see anybody, you know, in the Amazonian having this issue. I don't see anybody.
You know someone from the Amazon?
Yeah.
Amazon?
Facebook friends with a lot of them. Yeah, absolutely.
Not Amazon Prime.
They are the people that run Amazon Prime.
Okay.
Yeah, smart ass.
Hey, Johnny, we got one of our B-holes on Twitter, Cleveland at RC7227.
Yeah.
Tags all of us, and apparently this was in regards to the comment you made about your number per day.
Uh-huh.
He says... post a little meme up there that says, you got to pump those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers.
Oh, no. That
was from the Wolf of Wall Street.
I know. Sorry, but that was me in my absolute prime at like 25 years old. And there's no shot that I'll ever, no pun intended, that will ever, ever happen again. But it does seem like first world problems.
Absolutely is.
If you have first world problems, you want to get it off your chest, you can do it right here with us on the Johnny B Show. I mean, I have first world problems. Do you have?
I do.
Who doesn't?
What's been bothering you?
It's like, I don't like people.
Okay.
And sometimes I run into people that I know, and I just wish that we could be, you know, at the grocery store. We see each other. Why can't we just ignore each other? Like we really want to, but for some reason they feel obligated to say hello and force a very awkward 27-second conversation with me.
Is this a first world problem, or are you just a jerk off?
Yes.
I'm not quite sure.
Okay. Go ahead, Ryan.
It's not necessarily one that I have, but it's one that I come in. I experience quite a bit working in the hospitality business. Mm-hmm. I talk to a lot of people that are on vacation, and they complain about being on vacation.
Oh, man.
You know,
that's
like,
tough.
Oh, God, I can't wait to get home. I'm, you know,
that's tough. I'm right there with you. The other day, I went to go get gas in my car, and they were all out of the 93 octane. I had to put 87 trash ass octane in my high performance vehicle. I could just feel it coughing and sputtering down the interstate as I was revving the engine and going way too fast, burning fuel that I really didn't need to burn, but I had plenty of money to replace.
That's a GD travesty.
It's horrible. I feel bad.
I, too, was at the gas station yesterday.
Oh, no.
And I saw this woman.
It sucks. You know what sucks about living here?
Hmm.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, you could almost just not even look at your gas gauge, and you could coast into a very nice convenience store anytime you're around, I guess.
Yeah. And this woman just passed out right in front of her car.
Oh, man.
From heat exhaustion.
Oh, man.
Bitch, you live in Florida. Don't you know better?
It's not a first world problem.
Haven't you heard of water?
That's actually...
We got water here, bitch!
That's things that happen. You put no effort into this, bitch. Classic, Anna.
Welcome.
So no. People who get first class tickets on an airplane, should they complain about anything?
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe if the plane crashes.
I mean, yeah, that would be something to complain about. But the one time that I've ever flown first class,
yeah,
I heard more complaints in the first class area than I heard in any time I ever flew coach. You have the cushiest seat on the freaking plane. You have, like, the best food, the best drink selection.
You sound like a bitter, poor person.
I'm just saying, man.
Work harder. Get a better seat.
I'm just saying.
Get your own plane.
I have problems, guys. I have real first world problems. I don't know what you guys are even talking about. It's annoying.
Tell me about it.
I slept on 600-count sheets last night because my good sheets were dirty. And my girlfriend, who's awesome, forgot to wash them. Yeah. Yeah. Although the sheets I were on were pretty close to silk. It's not what I'm used to. And I woke up with practically a blemish on me, and that's not how I live my life. I got in the shower and I cried a little bit. Like a tear came down because I know.
How could you tell?
Don't you do this.
You're in the shower.
I felt them. They were salty.
That's
and they were real. You're an a-hole. Daryl, what's up? You're on the Johnny B Show.
Yes, I have a possible cause to the lady having all those orgasms.
A penis?
Smell Cinnabon and Philly cheesesteak at the same time in the food court.
That's a mean fat joke, Daryl.
Hey, that's a great joke.
Thanks for calling, pal.
Yeah.
That's a first world problem, too, that I am sick of. I am sick and tired of living in Florida and us having as good, if not better, Philly cheesesteaks than anybody in Pennsylvania. It's so goddamn annoying. I should have to travel to that crappy state to get a good cheesesteak. But somehow, the chefs here, and even common line cooks, have figured out that any jerk can thinly shave a good cut of ribeye meat and put it on an Amorosa bun with good toppings, maybe broccoli rabe. It doesn't take some geographical marvel to make it happen. Now every 15 feet you can get an absolutely perfect cheesesteak in this town. Sick of it. Why can't it be harder? Why can't
I know.
Why? Brandon, you're on the Johnny B Show.
Yeah, I've been nursing this Starbucks coffee that I paid $21.
Oh, I'm sorry, bro. Sorry. What flavor?
It's the dark roast. I've been nursing it for 30 minutes because it's too damn hot.
Oh, I hate that, dude.
It's
I hate
hot
it.
For over 30 minutes. It's ridiculous.
You should spill it on yourself and then sue him.
You can't. What? You can't. There's a warning on the cup.
Oh, see? Another problem.
Yeah.
Brandon, we're here with you, bro. We're here for you. If you ever need us to talk you through one of these cups of Starbucks, I get it.
Yeah, it's just too damn hot.
I know, buddy. Thanks for listening, right. Brandon. You're the man. All right. These are real issues, man. This lady is having orgasms.
It's bad news, man. You know, today I was looking for a bike on Craigslist. Trying to up the granola in my life. Granola factor.
Okay, yeah.
And she was selling it for $120, and I was like, how about 90? And she was just like, no.
Mm. You should have offered her 80 and an HJ.
On a girl?
Yeah. Especially on a girl. I'm looking at bicycles right now, too.
Yeah.
And what really sucks is I've always been afraid to own a bike as a fat adult because the tires are skinny. And I'm afraid to...
I just thought about you on
I'm afraid
bike.
Why is that funny? That is pretty goddamn funny. Truth be known, that's why I've not bought a bike, because I know I would laugh at me on a bike, and I'm not going to make it that easy
it
on society.
It has to be like a skinny mouth bike.
A unicycle.
You're such a fat tub of lard, Johnny.
Shut up!